Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. You know, I mentioned in an earlier podcast that I suspect that something akin to a genetic factor might be involved in the transgenerational nature of sin. Now, I don't want to pound the table on that too hard because sin is first spiritual and then physical. Nevertheless, it's interesting to note that Jesus was, as we know, sinless, and he was born of a virgin. A legitimate question, then, is, was the virgin birth necessary for his sinless condition? Does the sin we are born with transfer by way of the man? Remember, David said, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." That's Psalms 51:5. Spiritually, that would make sense, since it was Adam who God held accountable for disobedience. Romans 5:14 says, "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come." Now, this all occurred to me as I was considering the lineage of Jesus given to us in both Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3. Now, Matthew looks forward in time from Abraham to Joseph, Mary's betrothed, while Luke looks backward in time from Jesus to Adam to God. Both lineages, of course, include David, but then there's a difference from there, for it was David's son Nathan whose lineage brings forth Mary, the mother of Jesus, and it is David's son Solomon whose lineage brings forth Joseph. But keep in mind, Joseph was not Jesus' father. God was. Now, it could be that the Holy Spirit's impregnating Mary caused Christ to be sinless. That's probably the case. But it may also be that though Mary, like all of us, had sin, she did not transfer sin to Jesus' body. Well, perhaps it was both. That determination is way above my pay grade. But whatever the case, Christ was born perfect, sinless, and he maintained that all the way through the cross. Hallelujah. Now, as many of us learned in high school biology, when humans mate, the woman's XX chromosomes combine with the man's XY. And as it turns out, we have recently scientifically revealed a problem therein. That's because the Y chromosome is decaying and has actually already decayed 97%. Yes, I said 97%. And this is clearly an existential threat. For with no more Y chromosome, no more men, and the human race disappears. Now, despite, this is from a quote from Nature magazine published in February of 2020, it says, despite their shared and tongue-in-cheek evolutionary origin, extensive genetic decay has resulted in the human chromosome, Y chromosome, losing 97% of its ancestral genes, while gene content and order remain highly conserved on the X chromosome. 5 stratification events, most likely inversions, reduced the Y chromosome's ability to recombine with the X chromosome across the majority of its length and subjected its genes to the erosive forces associated with reduced recombination. Hang with me, I know this is kind of scientific. Also, another quote from, this is the Times of India. It says, the Y chromosome is a fundamental component of male biology. It carries the S or Y gene, which triggers the development of male characteristics, including the formation of testes and the production of male hormones. This genetic marker is unique to males, passed almost unchanged from father to son, allowing researchers to trace paternal lineage across generations. Its stability has made it a valuable tool for studying human ancestry. The Y chromosome is not just about sex determination, it also plays a role in male fertility. Certain genetic conditions linked to the Y chromosome can affect a man's ability to father children, underlying its importance in reproduction. If the Y chromosome were to vanish without a replacement mechanism, it could threaten the survival of men and, by extension, the human species. That's from the Times of India, August 28, 2024. Pretty recent. And finally, I'll read you one from Cedars-Sinai in June of 2023. It says, as men age, some of their cells lose the very thing that makes them biological males, the Y chromosome. And this loss hampers the body's ability to fight cancer, according to new research from Cedars-Sinai Cancer. Now, of course, with the disciplined training of evolution, scientists predict it will be some 4 to 11 million years till extinction happens. But when you understand that mankind hasn't been around, evolving for millions of years, the timeline of this degradation is radically different. Now, I'm convinced that this degradation is the direct result of sin. You see, as the Bible has told us, the wages of sin is death. Of course, we refer mostly to spiritual death, but it's also physical. And with this information, we witness that it is not only death for the individual, but death of the entire species. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And Revelations 22:20, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Yes. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.